Hey, I'm Jonathan Miller, and this is the Housing Helix Podcast. I'm a real estate appraiser, analyst, and blogger based in New York who is interested in pretty much anything related to housing with an analytical bent. The Housing Helix is the real estate conversation in long form with information, analysis, and commentary, as well as insights from housing-related experts that have something interesting to share. This episode and the entire podcast library are available as a free subscription through iTunes and at thehousinghelix.com. I hope you enjoy it.
This is a brief recap of the fourth quarter 2010 Long Island market overview that my firm Miller Samuel prepares for Prudential Douglas Elliman. I guess the news was generally better than what we've seen over the last couple of quarters, but I'd still characterize the housing market as mixed. In other words, if you look at the two key metrics for measuring this market, which would be sales activity and pricing. Sales activity, which I feel is a stronger metric to follow, fell 28.4% over the same period last year. However, I want to clarify that it's not as bad as it sounds. The sales activity from a year ago, meaning fourth quarter of 2009, was actually unusually elevated, and that was because of the release of pent-up demand that built up throughout the 2009, which was very bleak in the first half of the year, just after Lehman. And the second half of the year, we saw a release of pent-up demand in terms of sales activity surging. And also, interest rates are falling, and the first-time homebuyer tax credit was introduced in 2009. And we saw a lot of sales, not just in Long Island, but in most of the markets we cover across the region. We're seeing the same phenomenon. So we're essentially comparing the current quarter against a recent historic high. The level that we're at is below what a normal sales volume would be expected, or should be expected to be. But for those of you who've heard me talk about the impact of the tax credit, the second half of 2010 saw diminished activity because of the artificially elevated sales in front of the expiration date of April 30th. So essentially the first half of 2010, we saw artificially high sales. Second half, we saw artificially low. And I expect that the first quarter of 2011 is going to reflect a more reasonable or historically consistent level of activity, barring any unusual circumstances. Along that line, we saw a modest decline over the past year in median sale price. The median sale price of a Long Island property was $356,000 and change, down 1.4% from $361,000 in the prior year quarter, fourth quarter of 2009. So median is still weak or slipping somewhat. I think part of that is some impact of the tax credit in relationship to the sales activity that I was just explaining, that we had a surge in activity a year ago, and that placed some upward pressure on prices. And then we had the release of that pressure in the second half of the year, and that caused prices perhaps to slip a little bit. So on the same line, we also, over the same period, we saw average sale price go up 1.6%. So the two indicators are mixed, median down 1.4, average up 1.6. I'd characterize the market in terms of pricing as somewhat mixed, certainly not strong, but not a very, significantly on the side of weakness. In other words, we're looking at some stability in when you look at these two metrics in context. Just a couple of other thoughts towards this thought or thinking of stability is relating to sales activity. We saw listing inventory fall 3.6% over that same year period, fourth quarter 2009 to fourth quarter 2010. By the end of the year, there were 18,742 listings, down from 19,450. And remember, when in the report that we're doing, the Long Island report excludes the East End. So really east of Riverhead on the north side and West Hampton to the end, to the east on the South Fork. So we're including that, excluding that data rather from the Suffolk and the overall Long Island numbers, just because we see that and we treat that as a separate report. Just a couple of other metrics to talk about or show some reasonable stability in the market. Days on market, the number of days it takes to sell a property on Long Island, averaged 119 days in this fourth quarter, and that was down one day, or essentially unchanged, from 120 days in the same period last year. Days on market is a measurement of the difference between the listing date when the property came on the market and the date of the contract. Over the same period, when looking at listing discount, which is really the discount between the asking price at time of contract and the contract price, was let me clarify that. It's the asking price at the time of listing and the contract price. The discount off of that original list price was 6.9%. In the fourth quarter of 2010, pretty much unchanged from 6.6% during the same period last year. So essentially, just to recap briefly, the Long Island market saw a sharp decline in sales activity, primarily due to the expiration of the tax credit. I'm going to be looking forward to 2011. Talking about this metric because I'm sick of talking about the tax credit. It really created tremendous volatility over the last year and a half or so. Prices seem to be generally mixed, at least the indicators are, and inventory slipped a little bit, and at the same time, days on market and listing discount, which are related to inventory, showed some stability. So the takeaway is generally, I'd characterize the market as generally as a stabilized housing market. And that's a brief recap of the fourth quarter 2010 Long Island market overview. And if you want to check it out online, you can go to elliman.com/market reports or my website, which is millersamuel.com/reports, and check out the numbers.
That's it for this edition of the Housing Helix podcast. As always, you can send comments and recommend guests to my email address, jmiller@millersamuel.com. This episode and the entire podcast library are available as a free subscription through iTunes and at thehousinghelix.com. So until next time, I'm Jonathan Miller, and thanks for listening to the Housing Helix podcast.